This is David Batty with The Guardian's live coverage of today's TUC protest against government spending cuts. My colleague Richard Rogers is outside Fortnum and Mason's, where a group of anarchists has got into the store, and there's been a bit of a face-off between some of the anarchists and riot police. Richard, what exactly has been happening?
Well, we've seen, I would say, not more than 10 people have got inside Fortnum and Mason's. There are currently red and black anarchist flags flying outside, and riot police covering all the main entrance to Fortnum and Mason's and facing off against small groups, some up to kind of 30, 40 youth in black, black hoodies with face masks or balaclavas on, and quite a few kind of violent skirmishes between one or two police and one or two black, I would say, anarchists. And quite a few missiles thrown. I'm seeing about four police walking by me now covered in paint and paint bombs. But, yeah, fairly small isolated incidents of violence, but certainly a few people arrested and a greater kind of police versus protester confrontation than I've seen so far today. You can just hear now people calling out shame on you as they crowd around the blue helmeted police. They're not setting up a kettle, but they're certainly cordoning off various parts of Piccadilly Street and Duke Street.
And where did you see the these balaclava protesters actually arriving at the scene? How did it actually?
About 5 or 6 minutes ago, just down Duke Street, there was a group of, I would say, about 150, maybe 200, just doubled back on Jermyn Street. So that's behind Fortnum and Mason's, and faced off against the police when they started throwing missiles. Fireworks and paint bombs, really.
And how many police were there?
At the moment, there are probably about 40 police outside the front of Fortnum and Mason. Around the side and back, only about 10, and around about very few now. So they really are, there isn't a huge number of police to deal with this many people trying to break in, which is, I assume, why we're still seeing black and red flags flying from the second story of Fortnum and Mason.
And does this seem like this is a very separate group of protesters?
There was certainly a group of as I say, about 150, 200 in black hoodies and balaclavas who had come back to Fortnum and Mason because they'd seen that I was kicking off and come back by the side street, who surrounded the police for a short time. Now, as I said, they've now dispersed somewhat. There are more police converging now on the front of Fortnum and Mason.
Okay, thank you, Richard.
Not at all. All right, thanks, David.